Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my life story from my perspective, as well as the things in life that have helped me to heal and are still helping me to heal along the path set out in front of me. Hey everybody, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. My top 21 fave quotes, episode 21. All right, so this stems from, I'm getting a lot of feedback. People are loving the poems and the quotes that I've been reading out either at the beginning or the end or both of the episodes. A lot of people are telling me that they're receiving that well because they find that music or poetry or quotes, words, you know, writing is how that they are able to resonate, I guess, with other people. And so, some people find healing in words, different things like that. And, you know, I'm that same kind of way, as you can tell. So I thought, since I'm getting that great feedback and people are loving it, that I want to share for episode 21, 21 of my favorite quotes with you. I have tons of favorite quotes, but here's 21 of them in no particular order. All right. One, I tried to throw in the towel, but God threw it back at me and said, I'm not done with you yet. Anonymous. Number two, remember, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Dale Carnegie. All right, so let me go back to one. Many of you have probably seen the little memes floating around social media that are about the towel, throwing in the towel. As most of you know, if you've been following me from the beginning, I am totally blind from a suicide attempt in 2011. I did try to throw in that towel, but God threw it back at me and said, I am not done with you yet. As far as the second one, Dale Carnegie's worrying about tomorrow, especially like in my recent breakdown and now trying to recover out of that, all the stress and worry of every single little detail, constantly, it does no one no good, I promise. It's kind of the same thing as, you know, not to stress out about something you have no control over. Three, science may have found a cure for most evils, but it has found no remedy for the worst of them all. The apathy of human beings. Helen Keller. Very true and says so much all in itself, does it not? Four, trouble knocked at the door, but hearing laughter hurried away. I think that oftentimes, whether it is, and that is Benjamin Franklin. I think anytime trouble knocks at the door and it hears laughter, it's going to run. I mean, if you stop and think about it, when you're feeling good and positive, do you want to be next to someone that's negative? Because then you start feeling like you are sliding off my head. Then you start feeling like you're feeding off of that. And then you start feeling negative and feeling grumpy and, you know, so it makes sense. Five, minds are like parachutes. They function only when open. I'm not exactly sure who wrote that one. When I found it, I couldn't find a name. So I'm going to read that one again. Minds are like parachutes. They function only when open. Let's try to have an open mind. For example, I was recently talking with my bestie about everything to do with COVID, and at first I was really panicked and really afraid and was overwhelmed, and it was just way too much for me. But then after hearing some things and some friends that weren't mean about the way that they were sharing knowledge, helped me, you know, like, oh, maybe I should look into that. And so I started doing my own research and everything. And that's whenever I came to my conclusion and my personal opinion about it. I won't talk to you about that because that's your choice for how you feel. But, you know, I believe in being open-minded. And anyways, when I was talking to her, I told her, well, I feel kind of, you know, dumb or silly now because I was acting this way before and now I feel this way. And of course I keep my opinion to myself in that aspect, except for here in my home or with close friends and family. But I was kind of embarrassed about it. And my friend said, don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. She said, you and Nate, speaking of my husband, you two are very open-minded people. So no matter how you feel about something in the beginning, you're open-minded enough that you're going to do your own research before you completely finalize your judgment on a situation. So I just encourage you in anything that you're thinking about in life, be open-minded and do your research. 6, the greatest victory has been to be able to live with myself, to accept my shortcomings. I am a long way from being the human I'd like to be, but I've decided I'm not so bad after all. Audrey Hepburn. 7. Better to remain silent than to be thought a fool. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. Abraham Lincoln. That one's just a funny one that I like, but it's so, so true. I don't know. It says it all in itself. 8, I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I'm out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best. Marilyn Monroe. I can tell you that I went with sharing this one today because there's a lot of different versions of this quote, but I like Marilyn Monroe's because she's so straightforward and just honest about it. A lot of her quotes are very straightforward and honest. And if you don't have an open mind and if you, I don't know. She's just strong. She was a strong-minded woman. but I can say that whether it is a spouse or a friend or a family member, if you don't want me and can't deal with me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best. And that's the way I look at life. And I think that's a healthy way to look at life because that is how you know to surround yourself with good, healthy people that truly care about you. 9, why fit in when you were born to stand out? Dr. Seuss. I'm going to have a few of his on here. I love Dr. Seuss quotes. So do most people. why fit in when you were born to stand out? I think oftentimes I've tried to fit in and I like, recently with my resignation from all of my, different stuff that I do, within the community, for many reasons I resigned, as I've talked about in the past, but I don't really fit in. I try to make friends, but I'm just the kind of person that I'm me. I'm going to speak the way I feel comfortable. I'm going to be me. And I am not going to walk around and try to pretend like I carry the most expensive purse or have the nicest clothes. I am who I am. And I want to be friends with people who want to get to know me for me, not by the material things that I own or the people I surround myself with. I want them to know me for me, inside and out. And if people can't accept me for who I am, then they're not meant to be with me or around me. So that's just the way it is. And when I say that about the community organizations, I don't mean that in particular about an organization as much as I didn't fit in, I guess, in the sense of I'm just different than everyone. There's nothing wrong with anyone else, but there's nothing wrong with me either. I'm just different and didn't fit in. And I think I was chasing after something because people would pull me in different directions and put me on this pedestal. And then after I did what they needed me to do, I was dropped and was nothing there. And so that's one level of it. And then on another level, you know, so I'm chasing after and I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying to be what these people wanted me to be, and I'm trying to fit in, and it wasn't good for me. So, you know, I had to stop and I had to step back and I had to leave certain ones. And then ultimately I decided to leave everything because focusing on me right now was more important. And, you know, if you really want to be who you are, you got to focus on you and get you right. 10, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. It's up to you. It's really, really up to you. There's a song called Vacation, and it basically talks about if you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Once you are of a sound mind and you are old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, it is your choice to choose who you want to be and how you want to live. You cannot blame your childhood at that point. You can suffer. You can have trauma that you need to work through, but it is your choice to get through that and to go where you want to go in life. Just like it was my choice to get the help I needed and to get myself to the point that I can sit here and smile at you. So, and to keep smiling. So just keep that in mind. 11, you ought to be thankful a whole heaping lot for the people and places you're not. Dr. Seuss. You know, I have to say, I stop and I think back at when I thought my first marriage ended and I thought it was a disaster. I thought losing everyone in that whole era of my life would be a disaster. There's been a time where I lost a lot of friends and I thought that would be a disaster. And my second marriage, lost that and lost other people that were connected in that relationship. You know, it doesn't matter if it's, once you get to a certain point in life and you stop and you realize how much you've grown, you're thankful not to be there around those people or in that situation. You may not always be thankful not to be there. Not every situation is like that. But as I pointed out, there's a few of those highlight points that I'm sure a whole heap and lot of thankful that I am not with those people or in those situations anymore. 12, people are weird when we find someone, people are weird when we find someone with weirdness that is compatible with ours, we team up and call it love. Dr. Seuss. I just like that one because my husband and I, we always talk about how weird we are, and like a lot of other people laugh at us and like, you guys are so weird. But we're so right for each other, and so we're okay with being weird, and I just like that one. 13, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop and look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing that you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, do I have to say anything in line with that one? Come on. It's so there. And, oh, just the words. Perfect. 14. Never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes. Eleanor Roosevelt. Don't let people say no to you. And if it's over your life, no one has the power to say no or yes to that. You're the one that holds the power over your own life. So live to the fullest. 15, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. Again, you're in control of your life. Those thoughts, inferiorness, that is a thought that we allow into ourselves. And no one can allow us to make us feel inferior other than our own self. So keep that in mind and try to remember to scream when those negative thoughts come to you, or pray or talk yourself out of it. Whatever helps you, remember to do those things. Keep those negative thoughts out, but don't let someone make you feel inferior. You are you, and you are special. 16. Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Love as if you were to live forever. Gandhi. It's such just few words, but says enough in itself. 17. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Milton Berle. I have to say that is probably one of my all-time absolute favorite quotes, because I have had a lot of opportunity in life, but I've also had a lot of doors slammed in my face, and I am one strong kick-butt woman. As my original dance partner and dance instructor does when he writes to me sometimes, he'll do a hashtag S-A-K-A, and today I'll say S-A-K-B. Stephanie always kicks butt. So that one, just, I'm going to read it again. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Again, you're in control of your life. You are in control. If the opportunities aren't there, make them there. 18. I haven't failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Thomas Edison. We all know that quote and we all love it. And I think sometimes when we're feeling like failures, reading that quote can really boost us back up and help us not feel so much like a failure. 19. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Anais Nin. And I hope I've said that right. But I'm going to say that quote again. Life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. Take that one for how you will. 20. You have enemies. Good. That means you have stood up for something sometime in your life. Winston Churchill. I have enemies, and I don't like to brag about that. Some enemies are because of things that I've done that were wrong in life, and I pray that I am forgiven for those things. I know I've been forgiven by God, but I pray that the people that hold that hate and that anger towards me find forgiveness in their own hearts for themselves. But for the enemies I've made in the sense of this quote, more power to me, right? More power to you in that sense to stand up for what you believe in. Don't take anyone's crap. 21. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who matter don't mind, and those who Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. Bernard M. Berich, and I hope I've said that right. Okay. Now, in reference to that one, be who you are, I think there's one similar to that, or right around the same. I think maybe, does a Dr. Seuss have one that's similar to that? I'm not sure. But anyways, be yourself, because the people who do matter in your life, they're not going to mind who you are. There's that, you know, I have people in my life that it is, I realize that I love them, and I have to look past certain things about them that do drive me up the wall, but I love them so much that it's okay. My love for them and my care for them is enough that I can look past that without talking about that person and those issues to someone else. Because it's just something that I know that I'm just accepting this person for who they are. So what is there to talk about at that point? So therefore, if that's the kind of people that you want in your life, then you be that to your people too. Now, that's my 21 quotes. But I'm going to leave this on a smiling end because I want to show some extra love to all of you parents out there that are going bonkers at home with the kids right now. So I have one just for you, and you're going to be like, that's it. It's so true. Bonus for the parents. If you want your children to listen, try talking softly to someone else. Ann Landers. I have a younger sister who just recently turned 13 years old in March. She was adopted, and I actually was her foster mom for a while when she was younger, and the people that I call my parents ended up adopting her, but she is the world's worst at not hearing a thing you have to say when you're talking to her, but anytime you're talking low or just talking to another adult, she is across, you can see her across the yard staring up at you trying to listen. I think that's any kid, they're just curious, you know, they want to know what's going on with the adults. So I'm going to leave you with that one. Talk quietly if you want your kids to listen. Talk quietly to another adult. All right. Bye, everybody. God bless. Thanks for watching, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from traumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.